Genesis, why is it first in the Bible?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the book, War of the Worldviews.
At our seminars, I tell audiences that to learn the basics of Christianity, they have to start with the book of Genesis. But why? Well, if you're reading a murder mystery, do you start in the middle? Of course not. If you start at the beginning, you'll better understand the whole plot. I just can't believe the number of Christians who treat the Bible as a book that you start reading in the middle. Many never start at the beginning. And really, all of the New Testament is founded in the Old Testament, and all of the Old Testament is founded ultimately in Genesis chapters 1 to 11. I remember when I told a church that all our doctrines go back to Genesis, like marriage, sin, death, and so on, one lady came to me and said, "Well, I've been a Christian for 2 years, but nobody ever taught me about Genesis. Christianity was like beginning to watch a movie in the middle. Now I understand the plot. This is great." Yes, Genesis sets the foundation for the rest of Scripture.
Genesis can also shed much light on many of the pressing social issues of the day, like abortion, racism, and so-called gay marriage. Those topics are looked at in a fascinating book co-authored by Ken Ham, War of the Worldviews. As we start to close off the week, offer us a donation of any amount to our ministry, and we'll send the book to you. Call 24 hours a day, 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web, answersoffer.org.